From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of an Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash, but aviation experts warn against speculation, saying it is too soon to draw conclusions. Despite opposition from Israel, the U.S. will attend France-sponsored talks next month in Paris on renewing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels Thursday that he will attend the talks.
And I certainly intend to be helpful and cooperative with the French in a cooperative way that makes sense for the parties, in order to encourage them to come to the table.
Kerry said restarting the peace process, or at least keeping a path open to do so, remains a U.S. priority. China is demanding the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and one U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said the two Chinese jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying Chinese planes kept a safe distance and did not take any dangerous actions. NATO has officially invited Montenegro to become its 29th member. NATO's foreign minister signed the accession protocol in Brussels Thursday as Montenegrin Prime Minister Milo Djukanovic looked on. All 28 legislative bodies, including the U.S., must ratify the protocol before Montenegro can join. This is VOA News. The Nigerian army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. The first of the Chibok girls to be rescued from Boko Haram militants appeared before journalists in the Nigerian capital Abuja on Thursday. Chris Stein reports.
Amina Ali arrived with her mother, her crying infant, and a nurse at the Aso Rock presidential villa Thursday afternoon. She was greeted by governors, cabinet ministers, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, and dozens of camera-wielding journalists. Ali said nothing during the news conference that followed, sitting slumped in a chair while a nurse held her baby. Buhari vowed the government will take care of Ali. Chris Stein, Abuja.
Roadside bombs have killed 11 civilians and a top army commander in Afghanistan. A local official says the civilian casualties occurred late Thursday when a vehicle carrying the victims of an earlier explosion hit an improvised explosive device. The official says two women and five children are among the dead. The blast occurred hours after officials in southern Kandahar province confirmed General Abdul Bashir Shirwan was killed in a roadside bomb explosion. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton has labeled presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump divisive and dangerous. Clinton made some of the most scathing criticisms yet of Trump in an interview Thursday on CNN. Lawyers for an Iranian-Turkish national arrested in March on charges of conspiring to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran have asked a federal court to set a $50 million bond for his release until trial. Reza Zarab is one of three people charged in what prosecutors allege was a five-year scheme involving millions of dollars in transactions on behalf of the Iranian government and businesses. American journalist Morley Safer has died at the age of 84. For 46 years, Safer was a fixture on the CBS television news program 60 Minutes. His death came just days after he retired from the network. The huge wildfire in Canada's western province of Alberta has moved into neighboring Saskatchewan, but Alberta Wildfire Officer Chad Morrison told reporters Thursday cooler weather and rain could aid efforts to get the blaze under control. Officials say more than 80,000 residents who were forced to evacuate Fort McMurray and surrounding regions 2 weeks ago could return home starting June 1st if conditions allow. The World Health Organization says an outbreak of yellow fever in Central Africa does not warrant a declaration of a global emergency, but the WHO acknowledged that the outbreak is serious and requires stepped-up control measures and vaccinations. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. European markets were also down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.